DX is calling. Here now is a weekly program for shortwave enthusiasts throughout the world.
To begin this, the final program of DX is calling over Radio Australia, we present news of a new service for Australia and the Far East to commence soon from Radio Finland. After November the 6th, a new English program can be heard each Sunday between 8 hours GMT and 9:25 GMT on the 13-meter band outlet of 21,505 kilohertz, 21505. Radio Finland supplied this information concerning its new Sunday service to Graham Daff of Melbourne. Comoro Islands. We are now able to give listeners the schedule for the recently established external service of this newly independent country off the East African coast. Radio Comoros International operates according to the following schedule. On 3,331 kilohertz, 3331 kilohertz, English may be heard from 16 to 17 hours GMT. French is aired from 1700 to 1800. The Swahili language programs are listed for broadcast 1800 to 1900 GMT. And Malgash programming is scheduled for the period 1900 to 20 hours GMT. Radio Comoros International at Moroni also uses the 41-meter band outlet of 7,260 kilohertz, 7260, between 9 hours and 15 hours GMT for home service programs. Power used on both the 90-meter and 41-meter channels is listed as 4 kilowatts. According to information received by M. Berger of Switzerland, reporting to Shortwave News, a publication of the Danish Shortwave Club International. Maldives. Several weeks ago in our program, we mentioned that Radio Maldives at Mali intended to conduct test transmissions on the new frequency of 4,754 kilohertz, 4754, until November the 10th. Tetsuya Harahara reports to the news sheet of the Japan, or the Japanese Association of DXs, notes reception of Radio Maldives at 80 hours GMT on 4,754 kilohertz, when Western popular music and local musical selections were heard, together with English announcements requesting reports for the test broadcast. Transmission ended at 1830 GMT on this frequency. And now we have some news of a new and valuable publication now available from the Australian Radio DX Club. An 8-page article is now available on the subject of medium-wave antennas. This is essential reading for all medium-wave DXs and outlines the theory and practice in constructing and operating a great variety of antenna, including beverages and the three varieties of loop antennas. A special feature is a discussion as well as a circuit diagram outlining the construction of a loop antenna amplifier. This new, lavishly illustrated article concerning medium-wave antennas can be obtained from the Australian Radio DX Club, prices being as follows. For persons outside Australia, 6 international reply coupons, or $2 United States, for airmail postage. For surface mail postage, 4 international reply coupons, which is equivalent to $1 United States. Persons within Australia may obtain a copy of the Medium Wave Antennas article for $1 in Australian stamps or cash. The address for orders is Australian Radio DX Club, Post Office Box 215, Glenroy, Victoria, 3046, Australia. Australian Radio DX Club, Post Office Box 215, Glenroy, Victoria, 3046, Australia. Norway. Radio Norway in Oslo will introduce a new transmission schedule in November and supplies a schedule from which the following broadcasts have been selected as a possible interest for Asian listeners. It should be noted that all programs of Radio Norway are in the Norwegian language except the last half hour on Sundays when an English language segment is aired. And now here are some of the scheduled Radio Norway transmissions for November and onwards. 7 hours to 8:30 GMT on 5,965, 5965, 9,590, 9590, 11,850, 11,875 kilohertz. From 19 hours to 2130 GMT on 9,590, 9,590, 9,645, 9,645, 11,850, 11,875 kilohertz, 11,935. From 23 hours to midnight 30 GMT, using frequencies of 6,180, 6,180, 9,550, 9,550, and 9,610, 9,610 kilohertz. From midnight 1 hour to 2:30 GMT, on 6,180, 6,180, 9,590, 9,590, and 9,645, 9,645 kilohertz. From 3 hours to 4:30 GMT, on 6,180, 6,180, 9,550, 9,550, and 9,610, 9,610 kilohertz. And between 5 hours and 6:30 GMT, frequencies of 9,590, 9,645, 9,645, and 15,175, 15,175 kilohertz. Those details of Radio Norway's November schedule were provided by Robert Turner of Melbourne. Cuckoo. According to Leonardo Cacito of Italy, reporting in the monthly bulletin of the Danish Shortwave Clubs International, the regional station of the Avalis Radio at the northern center of Lama Kama operates to the following schedule on weekdays. 5.30 to 8.30 GMT on 3,222 kHz. On 12 hours to 14.30 GMT on 6,155 kHz. And again from 16:30 to 22:30 GMT on 3,222 kHz. This station airs its own regional programs for Northern Togo and maintains its own facilities for verifying reception reports separate from those of the national station in Lome, the Togolese capital. Cook Islands. Radio Cook Islands at Rarotonga has returned to its 60-meter band channel of 5,045 kHz, 5,045, after having reached the 41-meter band channel of 9,695, 9,695 kHz for evening programs. Both Bob Padula and Peter Bunn here in Melbourne have noted good signals between 8.10 GMT and station close down at 8.30 GMT on 5,045 kHz. Following the program of local island and cities. Somalia. The regional station at Hargeisa in northern Somalia has been noted by Peter Bunn here in Melbourne, carrying the external service program from Mogadishu at 1240 GMT on 11,645 kHz, 11,645. Programming consisted of a commentary in Afar at this time. The regional station at Hargeisa carries an external service from Mogadishu at these times, 12.30 to 13.30 GMT in the Afar language, 13.30 to 14.30 GMT in the Amharic language, and 14.30 to 15.30 GMT in Gala. Frequencies used by Hargeisa during this period 7,120 kilohertz, 7120, and 11,645 kilohertz, 11645. These programs are listed for broadcast at these times via Mogadishu on 9,585 kilohertz, 9585 kilohertz. Kuwait. David Sapsford of England advises that Radio Kuwait is now using a new frequency for external service programs. The English service between 17 hours and 20 hours GMT, as well as the preceding program from Radio Kuwait in the Urdu language from 15 hours to 17 hours GMT, may now be heard on the new channel of 11,825 kilohertz, 11825, which replaces 9,580 kilohertz for both these services. And so we come to the end of the final program of BX Report. The program has had an enviable record in that throughout its entire 31 years, BX Calling has not missed a single weekend. And all that has been dedicated to bringing the latest BX news to Radio Australia listeners. The program was compiled for many years by Graham Hutchins, and since 1964, the task has been carried on by the Australian Radio DX Club. Those who currently provide information are Robert Tanner, Peter Bunn, Bob Tadler, Robert Custer, and Harvey Saward. From next week, a special segment containing information for DXers will be included in Keith Glover's Club Forum program. You can hear Keith each week on Fridays at 20:40 and on Saturdays at 2:40, 8:40 and 14:40 GMT. And so to all of you, this is Norman Ellis wishing you good listening and the best of 73.